Lashana Tova. Mine is a testimony of God's patience, long patience, as well as his grace. I'm Jewish. I had a strong Jewish upbringing. I always believed in God. I loved God. I believed the prayers. I was shocked to find out most of my friends didn't, friends that I went to temple with. But I believed that God was my rock and my redeemer, the source of my salvation. But I didn't really understand those words, really. I believed he was sovereign and king of the universe. But I saw no need for an intermediary between myself and God. I just didn't get that intermediary thing at all. I had a direct relationship. I could stand before him. And I also, growing up, had what I would call the Jesus heebie-jeebies. I didn't like saying that word. I didn't like saying Christ. And when we sang Christmas carols in elementary school, I would hum during certain words because I couldn't say them. But then I met a man who is a Christian, and we dated and got married, and we had a lot of discussions about Jesus. And I had, through Paul, I had a lot of exposure to Jesus. I actually went to church with him on Sundays, but I knew where my line was. But he introduced me to Jesus, and Jesus eventually became my friend. So through Paul and other Christians that I met, they were always loaning me books, and I read a lot of books about Jews who came to faith in Jesus, and honestly, I scoffed and mocked and just thought they were very misguided. But at some point, I began to ask God in a sincere way if it was really true about Jesus being the Messiah, and I think that was a big turning point. Soon after asking that question sincerely, I was home alone one weekend. Paul was up in Vermont and I was here, and I woke up in the middle of the night. I was absolutely awake. This was not a dream. I heard a voice in the room, and it clearly said to me, "Jesus is the Messiah." And even now I say it. I had goosebumps, but I was also completely threatened by it. And I was lying in bed and I put my hand up and I said, "Then I don't need a Messiah." I was just so threatened by that. I'm embarrassed to say that today, but that was how I felt at the time. And I didn't tell Paul about that, by the way, because I knew he would say, "See, I told you." So I kept it a secret for a really long time. And over the years, I did a lot of reading, I did a lot of pondering, a lot of discussing. I would move forward, I would move back. Part of that was I was really afraid of betraying my family and my people. That was a huge obstacle for me. And God was very patient with me through all this. And a lot of different things were happening at the same time. But one of the big things was that about 9 years ago, I was a guest actually here at this church at the Alpha Course. And it was a place where I could ask my questions without feeling judged or pressured or having anyone's expectations on me. And as you can well imagine, my husband was very anxious for me to believe. And I felt a lot of pressure. But Alpha was a place for me that was very welcoming and no pressure. And also around that time, I was challenged by a Christian friend in Vermont to read the Bible. She was, not that Paul didn't challenge me and other people, but she was very specific. She said, "You must read the book of Hebrews. You're Jewish. You must read Hebrews." And I said, "Well, if Jesus isn't in my Jewish scriptures, I don't really care what your New Testament says." But I was very challenged. I mean, I'm sorry that sounds so rude, but that's how I felt. But it challenged me to open from page one, the book of Genesis, and read through the Jewish scriptures, in which, guess what, I found Jesus. He was in there. And there were messianic prophecies, and he fulfilled them. And I was about halfway through, and I said to Paul, "They never taught me this at my synagogue." The Bible was the most powerful book I've ever read. Passages were jumping off the page at me. But I, you know, just so you know, as the story went, I actually moved forward. I went back. God continued to be patient, and then I did a Bible study with Nikki, and I really, she is one of the midwives of my coming to faith, of that new birth. And I came to see Jesus in the Jewish scriptures. And at this point, I also have to back up by confessing to you my arrogance that I always felt that I was, you know, a pretty good person. And I'm not a sinner. And I'm nice to people. And I do good deeds. So I really didn't, at that point, get my need for an intermediary. And I'd look at my husband and his imperfections, and I would see that, well, he wasn't perfected by this Jesus thing. In retrospect, of course, I see the faultiness of that thinking, but I did have that thinking. Slowly the light dawned, and I realized it wasn't about looking at his sin or anyone else's sin and me feeling clean. It was about looking at my sin and my relationship with God. And did I really want to face God, who is completely and wholly righteous, on my own merit? And the answer to that is no. I am a sinner in need of that intermediary. I need a Savior, and Jesus is my Savior and my Messiah. My response to that gift, when the light finally all dawned and it all came together after many years, was faith and repentance. And my transformation was truly a work of the Holy Spirit, but many other people cooperated in, by sowing seeds and watering those seeds. So I encourage you to share your faith and invest in others, even when they're older folks like me. Over the years, my faith has strengthened and grown. God has shown me evidence of his love and faithfulness. I see his fingerprints all over my life, and I thank him and praise him. I also want to say that as a Jewish believer, I'm very uncomfortable with the word conversion. So I tell you that my faith in Yeshua has transformed and deepened my Jewishness. I would call myself a Jewish believer in Jesus, and not a converted, but a transformed Jewish person. I'm so grateful for God's patience with me, and I'm forever grateful, and I really do mean forever, grateful for his atoning work on the cross on my behalf, and I'm forever grateful for his amazing grace in my life. That's my testimony.